You know what? For $2,000, you won't have to hang out with me in the studio. How about that? But that $1,000 became $5,000 with the match thanks to Lindus Construction, Lando Lakes, and Compere Financial. That laugh is Allison O'Toole, who is the leader here at Second Harvest Heartland. It's so great to have you on with us. What a what an incredible day.
What a great day. Thank you for being here, Jason, and thank you for being by our side always.
It is a true honor to be a member of the board here at Second Harvest Heartland because I have had the opportunity to meet so many of the great people who really keep this engine running. That must be one of the best parts about your job.
This team is outstanding. They have done the unimaginable in the last 3.5 years. And so it is truly, I always introduce myself as the very proud CEO of Second Harvest Heartland because this team is incredible. You've seen them up close. Yeah. You see what we do. And it's humbling every day. I'm proud every day to be here.
I will say, I don't know if this is noteworthy or not, but the vast majority of the key leadership of this operation, most of you are women.
That's right.
I'm just saying. You know, I don't. Do you think there's anything to that? There's. I mean, you've got some hard charging. Like, look out! Like they're going to conquer the world, women. You have some incredible, empathetic, true leaders. It's a powerhouse group here.
Yeah,
I bring this up because people should feel good about where their money is going. You know?
Oh, absolutely. I always, you know, say that we have the best team in town, and we really do. And the majority of our executive team is female, and they are truly powerhouses. They're coming from all different sectors, but we have just an overall great team. You know, everyone has true commitment to our mission. We do employee engagement surveys like everyone else. Where the marks on commitment to our mission are sky high.
Yeah.
And that makes me so grateful and proud. And I think the community should be proud about that, too. We have, again, done the unimaginable in the last 3.5 years, but been with this community for several decades now.
952-886-4376 is the number to light up those phones with all our volunteers in the other room. I was just there. The phones are ringing like crazy.
I know. So. I mean, the development team might want to hire you, Jason. So thank you.
I mean, they got my information already for my donation last hour. 4-1 match going on right now for the next 22 minutes, thanks to Lindus, Lando Lakes, and Compere. So we appreciate them. How severe is the need right now?
So we ended last year with 2 million more food shelf visits than 2021. So we're seeing need that is much...
Two million more.
So in 2021, we saw 3.8 million food shelf visits. We ended 2022 with 5.7 million. And so that makes days like today really important for us. Families are struggling, and inflation's just really pinching family budgets and making things hard to afford. You know, I know we're all seeing those prices,
for sure,
sky high prices. But for instance, I've been hearing a lot about eggs. Eggs are, you know, $5 or more a carton.
Right.
Milk is up 30 cents on the dollar. And, you know, we just are the food. We've had to buy 50% more food as a food bank to provide the community. And so we're seeing those sky-high prices as
I think that's why it's so important. I think people maybe don't know, and I give the number again, 952-886-4376. I think people assume that all of the food here is donated, and that's you would never be able to keep up with the visits if you only relied on donated food.
We would never be able to rely on
you just couldn't do it. You'd have to turn people away.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that. And, you know, that means being really smart. We've got a, you know, awesome sourcing team here. You've met some of them.
Yeah.
They're sourcing like crazy. We just sourced about 10 trucks of eggs yesterday. Because those are,
it's gold.
And, you know, we're doing that with milk too. And we need, to do that, we need the resources to buy that and to source it ourselves. And it's costing more and more. It just, you know, again, it's sobering. We ended last year too, you know, Google Search published their top searches for the year in our region. Food shelf near me was number 10, the number 10 search in 2022. That has never happened before. And that just is a real, true, raw measure of what people are struggling.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, the fact that we've been able to help all of those people who have come for these extra food shelf visits, for example, is a success story, but it's also a failure.
Yeah,
that
it is.
There's that much need.
And I think, Jason, and we'll talk about this as an organization and with the board, but we have to rethink what we're doing. We have to go bigger. This is a solvable problem. We can take this off the table, and so we need to do that. And to do that, we need the community to step up.
952-886-4376 is the number to Let's Kick Hunger. We have to do it together. It takes everyone. And one of the things that I've been blown away by is you look at an operation like this and you say, all right, it's big bucks, corporate donors that are funding it. I want all our listeners to understand that individual families giving donations, it really does make a difference, and the number of individuals you have donating is just unreal.
Yeah, thousands. And, you know, we do have awesome corporate partners, but our average donation is just over $200. And so, you know, every single dollar counts. When people ask, you know, can I just give a few dollars? You can.
Yes.
It makes a difference, especially right now.
Well, I find especially if we call, again, 952-886-4376, and you got the 4-to-1 match right now.
Now's the time.
Right. Yeah, and especially I would put the appeal out to younger people who maybe aren't used to donating to a nonprofit that it seems daunting, or will it make a difference to give 10 bucks? Not only does it make a difference, but it also invites you into the team. You're part of the Hunger Heroes out there if you donate that $10 today. And you know what? As you grow and earn more or are able to give, life goes through cycles. We just want you a part of the family saying, I care about kicking hunger.
Yeah, we want everyone at the table with us. We can't do any of this alone.
Yeah, yeah. The number is 952-886-4376. You know, a lot of people, their front door to this place is when they come to volunteer and pack. And for my family, that's been a big, you know, I've always cared about hunger. But when you come to this place and physically handle the food that you know is going to someone who needs it, there's something that happens in that moment that, for me anyway, it was a transformational experience.
Yeah, it makes you feel good because you can see, you know, tangible
You're
help.
Holding it.
Yeah,
you're
holding.
It.
Today we were packing potatoes with Coach Finch and his coaching staff from the Timberwolves.
Very tall people.
They were, yeah, I'm barely 5'4", and that I had to stand on a riser. But at any rate, it makes you feel good. They're coming off a big win. They're coming here to give back and to feel good about helping this community. I know you and Seth and Alyssa have been in here so many times, and we appreciate it. But there's, you know, sometimes you don't make tangible progress every day.
Yep.
This is a way to do it.
Isn't it funny? I always ask people when I'm packing, I'm like, what motivated you to come here? Why are you here? And I was talking to some college students at the University of Minnesota, where one of their fellow students, they needed to do like a volunteer experience. He was like, oh, you should come out here. It's cool. And they were just talking about how meaningful it was to like physically accomplish something.
Yep.
You're not just like working on homework or working on an ongoing accounting project at work. You see the mountain of potatoes. And then you see all those 40-pound bags. It's a big deal.
And they leave this warehouse within a day or two, and they go straight to the front lines of this hunger fight. So it is really, again, a tangible way to give back to the community. We welcome anyone in here, and that is, again, the beauty of this. We can all participate.
952-886-4376. You can go online as well, WCCORadio.com. Just click on the Donate Now at the top of the page. I want to ask you a little bit about policy, because right now there has been a lot of discussion in the state of Minnesota. You know, here we are asking people to give us 10 bucks times 4, and this state is sitting on a $17 billion budget surplus. There are policy initiatives that Second Harvest has been encouraging our legislators to think about.
That's right. We spend a lot of time this time of year advocating for smart hunger policies right now. The biggest one that we work as part of a coalition on is universal school meals. if kids are hungry, they can't learn. It is that simple, and we need to take that off the table for them.
A lot of people think, like, oh, isn't this already taken care of? It's like, not. You can be free or reduced lunch.
Yeah, I mean, we saw during the pandemic when you even the playing field for everyone and just take it off the table, it's better for everyone.
People struggle with it. I struggle with it at first, where you're like, look, the DeRusha kids do not need free school lunch. So you're like, is this a dumb thing? But the data on this is very clear that it's well worth giving well-off people free lunch to take away the stigma of, or the whatever obstacle of having to fill out three forms and prove that you don't have enough money.
That's right, and kids do better in school.
Kids do better. The performance, because how can you possibly focus if stomach is growling?
That's right.
You can make a difference today by calling 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. That matches 4-1. So if you're on the fence, get off it. Like, now is your chance to make that difference.
Now's the time to get off the fence for sure.
Universal lunch, and that looks promising, right? People should call their legislators if they agree with it, but it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. And we also advocate for more just general funding for the Food Shelf Network and food banks. We need more money for milk, our milk grant. Our milk grant used to last at least half the year, and it's only lasting a couple months now.
I think people think that government does more than it does. Not to rip on government, but this is largely a private donation operation. Largely,
and compared to a lot of states in the country, we have a low level of government funding here. And so we need everyone to step up, every sector to step up, and that's what we're advocating for.
And if you're someone in need, especially seniors, don't be embarrassed to ask help. You earned it. We love you. We want you to eat.
Yeah, we're
here
for you.
So apply for those SNAP benefits, and you guys can help people with that too.
Yeah, we do a lot of SNAP work. We have a 93% increase in our SNAP volume here, which again indicates not only the need, but that people really are feeling okay about reaching out. We are here for you. We are here for this community. We're not going to let you down.
I appreciate it. Allison O'Toole, thank you. Let's keep those phones ringing, 952-886-4376. I want to finish this hour on a high note, so let's get it done. We are going to talk to a food shelf visitor. Ashley is going to join us in just a couple minutes to drive home really the personal impact of your donations. Make those donations now, 952-886-4376. Drive time continues in a minute.